think the internet will make?
Will make. Hi everyone!
Hi!
Welcome to the new video. More dialogues you can find in our separate playlist called Dialogues in English. PDF for all our videos you can find in our Telegram channel or on my website. Please follow us if you don't want to miss new videos. Today we are going to talk about books. We are going to ask each other a few questions and answer them. So we will share some good vocabulary with you.
So Renat, how important are books to you?
Books are important, of course. Reading good books makes us smarter, I would say. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, it's not so popular nowadays because of the internet, you know.
What would life be like without books?
I think we would know nothing about our history. Our life would be more boring and we would have less subjects to talk about.
True.
Yeah.
Do you prefer paperbacks or hardbacks?
For me, it's not that important. If I buy a book for myself, I prefer a paperback because it's cheaper and more convenient. If I buy a book as a present, a hardback is more appropriate, I would say. Yeah.
Okay. If you wrote a book, what would you write about?
That's an interesting question.
Mm-hmm.
I like learning foreign languages, and a few years ago I wrote a small book about my experience of learning English with some pieces of advice for learners. When I am older and when I have time, I think I will write some adventure story or detective. I think it would be quite interesting.
That's a good plan.
Yeah, but it takes a lot of time, you know. So
I know. If you could have only one book for the rest of your life, what would it be and why?
That's a hard question. I have a few favorite books. If I have to choose only one, I would take Three Comrades by Erich Maria Remarque. This is a very interesting, a very deep story about people, about love, about friendship. I like it a lot. I like read about people, about their relationships, about how they help each other. What they do in hard situations of life, that's very interesting. That's why I like Three Comrades.
Good choice.
Yeah, thank you.
Do you think the internet will make books disappear?
I don't think so. People will always read books. The problem is that children read less because of the internet and computer games. So, yeah.
What do you think of the idea of e-books?
I think that it's very convenient and I am really glad that e-books exist. However, when I'm at home and I have time, I prefer reading a real book because I like to have a book in my hand, turn the papers and so on. There is something pleasant in it.
What book would you recommend for children?
I would recommend Oliver Twist by Charles Dickens.
Yeah, that's a good book.
Yeah, very good, very interesting adventure.
Yeah, I like it a lot.
Yeah.
How many books have you read in English?
About 10, I think. It was a long time ago when I just started learning English. Now I prefer reading books in my mother tongue, in Russian. I like to completely understand the story, you know. That's very, very important to me when I read a book. Anya, who is your favorite author?
I can choose only one author.
Yeah, that's pretty difficult.
Yeah.
What do you think about Google's idea to put all the world's books on the internet accessible for free?
It's not so bad if they are still available in bookshops as
an option.
Yes, yeah. As an option. Some people don't like e-books.
Yeah, I agree. Why doesn't everybody enjoy reading?
I think they didn't read their book, you know.
Yeah.
When you start reading a really good book, you can't stop. And then, after you finish it, you look for another one.
Right. Do you prefer to keep the books you read?
I like to exchange them.
Yeah. What's the most number of times you have read the same book?
I've read The Insulted and Injured by Dostoevsky 2 times because I forgot what it was about. After I read it the second time, I was impressed again.
Yeah, that's a very, very good book.
Yes.
Do you prefer fiction or non-fiction?
I prefer fiction, but now I'd like to read something about the history of the world, Second World War.
The Second World War, yeah.
Yes, of the Second World War.
Do you spend a long time browsing in bookshops?
Not much. I always have a list of books I want to buy. If I don't know what kind of book I want to buy, I go to the section of classics. It's always good.
Yeah, that's always a good choice.
Yeah.
Do you ever read the last page before you start reading a book?
Never. I like reading one chapter by another. It's much more interesting.
Yeah, of course. How often do you want the story in a book to never end?
Very often. When I finish the book, I start missing the characters and the story. That's why I always begin looking for another one.
A new book, yeah.
Yes.
So, guys, that was a small talk about books. Read books, guys. That's a good thing. If you like the video, don't forget to like it, of course, and follow our channel. Thank you very much once again, and see you later. Bye!
Bye!